Have you noticed how common death threats are getting in the anime industry in the past few years? I mean, I don't know how long it's been going on down to the, you know, minor detail. It seems pretty common these days. I mean, the last one that I remember that was a big deal was Darling in the Franxx, episode 12, 13, you know, something to do with 02 and Ichigo and how she was interfering and all that kind of stuff with the romance, the relationship, blah, blah, blah. You know, the fans lost their mind, started sending death threats to the author, to the creator, whatever it was. And there's this whole big controversy surrounding it, right? Well, now, My Hero Academia, and the latest thing is, with the latest season, is some doctor character. Basically, something to do with war crimes in relation to China and Korea. Or at least that's how they're perceiving it. And everybody's losing their mind. People are even going as far as buying a bunch of My Hero Academia merchandise, manga, basically stuff like that, posting it on Twitter, and then being like, yo, I just bought all this My Hero Academia merchandise, and now I'm going to throw it all away and burn it because I hate the author, you know, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. That's basically what's going on right now. And it's just interesting to me how death threats, which are never carried out, by the way, because all these people are pussies. Let's just keep it real. All these people do all these death threats, who say they're going to do this, that, and the other to the authors, who threaten to kill them, blah, blah, blah. They're all pussies. They're all people who are insecure behind a computer, you know, looking for control because maybe they don't feel like they've got control in their actual lives. They feel like they're entitled to certain things just because they say so. They feel like people should pander to them, things should go their way, and just all other kinds of nonsense that goes, you know, that comes with the territory of, that comes with insecurity. And at this point, to me, it's just ridiculous seeing it all play out. I mean, why can't people just enjoy what they want to enjoy? Watch the shows they want to watch. Enjoy the characters that are in those shows. And if they don't like something, talk about it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having an opinion, right? If you don't like something, talk about it on Twitter. Talk about it on Facebook. Talk about it on YouTube. Make a video about it. Create an article about it. Whatever. I mean, that's normal. That's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But all this sending death threats just because something offends you when you don't even have context on the thing that's offending you, or you take something a certain way because of how you feel inside about something that could be unrelated or related, and then you paint it as this wicked, you know, this wicked thing, this thing that's so bad, that's so wrong, that shouldn't be done, it shouldn't be tolerated, when again, you have no context, you don't understand what's going on, you don't know why they did what they did. You don't know why the character's name in My Hero Academia is, you know, you don't know why their name is their name. You don't know the meaning behind it, the reason behind it. You don't know the motivations. You don't know any of that. You don't have any context at all. But then you want to make these death threats. It's all stupid. It's all stupid to me. And I just wonder when all this Twitter outrage and all this nonsense that goes on there, like all these crybabies crying all the time and moaning and, you know, all this pandering that they want you to do, like apologizing, going on these apology campaigns and I'm sorry this, I'm sorry that, and, you know, just to make them feel like they've got some control over you or whatever sick twisted motive it is. I just wonder when it's all going to end. I wonder when it's all going to fall flat in its face and it's all just going to die, because really it's all stupid. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't contribute to anything within the community. It only just divides and makes people scratch their head, and people who are new to the industry see that kind of thing and then they don't want to be associated with it, because why would they want to? Why would you want to be associated with that? You don't. If you wanted to go into a community, you see that, the first thing you're going to do, especially as someone who's new, is turn the other way and run, because you don't want to be associated with negativity. It's just that simple. It'll probably die out in a few years, but maybe I'm being too optimistic. We'll see how long Twitter lasts, and we'll see how long this outrage culture is allowed to live. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.